without having an understanding of and researching or of who you are and how you identify with your culture, if you understand how important language is, then that's the focus. So that's preservation, and that's what I'm into. And you can look at it from all other perspectives, but the bottom line is it's the songs. The songs never change, especially things from the Densmore collection or Rhodes collection or Walker collection. I have all those things. And it's a virtual library that I have of access to songs I haven't even touched, because there hasn't been no, how would you say, need for them. How they come about are, like, for instance, I'll give you an example on Spirit of Song. Now, you're taking me way back now, I mean, and having that understanding and knowledge, you know, I can kind of take a look back. But in that Spirit of Song, when we first did that, how that came about was that I, like everyone else, didn't know nothing. I didn't know anything about nothing. And matter of fact, you know, I can't blame a lot of these young people or make them, belittle them in any way, because I went through that. All the stuff that comes along with alcohol and drugs, you know. My Indian name is Nicha Ole. I was named in the community of Bullhead by my Auntie Bessie, whose maiden name is Brave Thunder. And my grandfather was a composer of a lot of songs that I've been told that him and old man Strawshoot composed years back, you know. And occasionally I run across my grandfather's name at different historical documents, like singing at a Sundance in Little Eagle, you know. There's a lot of history there. And in some instances, I have also I've seen things or heard things and been told things that have come to pass through songs. I used to observe people standing up to flag songs at powwows way back in the early 70s. And I would ask these people, you know, what are they saying? Because I was curious and I wasn't trying to offend anyone. And the response was, I don't know. You know, we always do that. That's what we do. And but me, I said, there's got to be words in there. And I said, do you know those words in there? And they'd say, no, I don't know. But maybe if you ask my uncle or grandpa, they might help you. All my uncles, you know, in the community sing, and I can remember them. Pat Foote, Jake Twofers, you know, my uncle Bill Redfish, Cecil Lilligal. He was young then. He was singing with them guys. And there was Isaac Redbear. And there was, kind of think of them offhand, but I can see them sitting around the drum singing. I used to dance to that. And being around and ingrained with that, and that pride, you know, it stays with you. That's why it's so important to sing for these little ones, you know. They'll always remember those things. And so as I began to identify with singing, my brother and I, Jigs or Francis, the youngest one, we start picking up on love songs, Gahomini songs, you know, sings that, social songs. And anyway, so in the process wanting to learn more, the language started becoming a part of my life, you know, because the ones who do have the knowledge or the wisdom, like you say, the elders, you have to speak to them in Lakota. And so what I would do is listen to the history they would tell me, history of stories or songs that they would talk to me about. There were a lot of things, songs that I wrote and written or translated while I was what they call mourning my son. So in that process, I found a song in a Densmore collection. And it's called an individual honor song. But when I first heard that, it was like instantaneous. I liked the tune. I heard the words. I sang it. I did not understand the history of it. And so in about 10 months, Mr. Dewashambo came and asked me to go teach a class. And so right then and there, I said, you know, I says, there's like a spirit in these songs. And for me, it was a kind of like a helping me and kind of saving me from who knows what, you know. And so I call it a spirit of song. I like the theme of it. And so that first class that I taught at the Standing Rock College, now the Sitting Bull College, was this called Spirit of Song. And we started with students who were learned from scratch. Those all the people you hear singing in there are pretty well. At that time, I had hardly any experience. A few of them, like my brother. But other than that, most of the other them picked up it from class. And we had some guests too, you know. But the basic students are the ones who learned from that class, and I was learning right along with them. I started studying Chippewa Musics, Volume 1 and 2. I started studying Thomas Venon Jr. I even visited him one time. I started looking into songs and the different kinds of beats and the different kinds of pronunciations and how those all fit and came together, and, you know, changing the tempo of a song, taking it fast or slowing it down in between, you know, and subtleties and all other things. So I passed that information on to the students, and it became the spirit of song. And the rest is history, so to speak.